Good evening, Viking Nation. Lounge High Football is on the air. We are live here at Martin Stadium. It is the second season. The 2010 State 5A playoffs are underway. The Groves Rebels from Savannah, Georgia, the number four seed, have made their way into Martin Stadium tonight to take on the number one seed out of Region 1 5A, our Lounge High Vikings. And, Bill, as we'll get later into the show, folks, you'll want to stick around and listen because we have got some interesting information for you about our Lounge High football team, and you'll want to stick around for that. Big game tonight, Bill, across the state playoffs start tonight, and this is what, as Ray Ninsky said, and if everybody remembers Ray Ninsky, the great middle linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, he said you play all season to get to the playoffs, and that's why you're here. Goal number one, win the region, which we did. Goal number two, make that five-win run through the state.
Yeah, absolutely. The 5A playoffs and 4A, 3A, AA, single A, everything starts tonight. Nobody's records matter anymore. You come into this game 0-0 and win and you go on, lose and you go home, and that's it can't get any more pure than that. Win and go on, lose and go home.
Absolutely, and of course we're used to winning at rare loss 2 weeks ago against Tipton. Right here, 10-7. I'll tell you what, Bill, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of getting tired of those 10-7 losses.
Well, I think Marty pointed that out at the end of the game last week, and I am too. That leaves such a bad taste in your mouth. If you lose a ball game as we did against McEachern, 23-22, you know, yeah, that's still a bitter pill to swallow, but it's a game you were in, you had this back and forth. This 10-7 stuff, that just means you're not really getting any offense to go at all. And your defense probably has done a good job only to give up 10 points. But unfortunately, offense could only get 7 points on the board. And as a result, we lost to a very good Tiff County Blue Devil team 2 weeks ago.
Yes, we did. A team that could probably play with anybody in any other region. And it's a shame that Jay Wall's team has to stay home. The only team out of Region 1 that is not in the playoffs. And we'll take a look at those playoff brackets in just a little bit. Lounge down on the field, starting to go through their warm-ups. The Hornets, I say the Hornets because they got Cook. I looked down at them, Bill. They've got Cook County colors, and it looks like the Hornets down there. But the Rebels from Savannah, Region 3, where Camden plays, the number four seed here tonight. 6-4 on the year. They were 5-3 in their region. And we'll get a chance to see just what they're made of.
I want to remind all of our listeners that throughout the season and throughout the playoffs, you can go to www.thevikingvoice.com. We're your source for Lounge High Radio Sports Broadcast. Thevikingvoice.com is also the place where you can find all the season stats, rosters, and news you can't find anywhere else about the Lounge High Viking football. We include archived games, coaches show broadcasts, and all sorts of other things. When you visit thevikingvoice.com, you'll find our link to 99.5 Kicks Country. It's our home for all the football radio broadcasts. So if you can't get us on the radio, get us on the World Wide Web at thevikingvoice.com or go directly to 99.5kickscountry.fm. Click the listen here, and before you know it, you'll be keeping up with your favorite team, the Lounge High Vikings. Let's take a break now, and when we return, we'll take a look at some of the state and national polls and preview some of the games of interest around the area and get you ready for this Region 1 5A first-round matchup. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Vikings pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne, Wes James, and down on the sidelines, old sideline himself, Marty Rogers. And this is the Region 1 5A round one of the state playoffs in the 5A classification. The Lounge High Vikings tonight are hosting Groves High School from out of Savannah, Georgia. And it really will be a great football game tonight. One of those things, after suffering a loss last 2 weeks ago against the Tiff County Blue Devils, the Vikings are going to come out here tonight, I assure you, ready to go. And maybe put that little bad taste out of their mouth from last week's loss. Wes, we're going to look a little bit some of the things that are going on as far as the bracket. I know you've got some games of interest around the area that we'll talk about in just a minute. But just to kind of go over the brackets of what we're looking at. First of all, in Region 1, the Of course, Lowndes High is ranked number one, and we're hosting Groves tonight. Over on the other side, the number two team out of Region 1 is the Valdosta Wildcats. And over across town, they're hosting the Windsor Forest Knights. Up at the number three spot is the Colquitt County Packers. They have headed over to Savannah to take on Jenkins High School. And the number four seed team, the Coffee High Trojans, have made that trip over into the swamp to play Camden High School over in St. Mary's.
Bill, I hadn't caught my breath yet.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me tell you, the Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their support of high school athletics and activities. They are State Farm Insurance, Hibbett Sports, Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, Verizon Wireless, Regions Bank, GACollege411.org, Gatorade, Wilson, U.S. Marine Corps, Mizuno, Sport Med South, U.S. Army, and the Napa Auto Parts. Thank you to those sponsors for their sponsorship of GHSA High Athletics and Activities throughout the state of Georgia. And Wes is still breathing.
Hey, there we go.
Okay. What do we got for some games around the area, or what do you want to talk about?
Well, as Bill just told you, our Lowndes Vikings, 8-2 on the year, 3-1 in the region, hosting Groves. Groves 6-4 and 5-3 in their region. Across town, the Valdosta Wildcats, 9-1 on the year. Their only loss coming to our Vikings, 3-1 in the region, hosting Windsor Forest, who just happens to be 6-4 and 5-3 in their region. The Colquitt Packers, 5-5 regular season, 2-2 in the region. At Jenkins tonight, Jenkins 8-2, 7-1 in their region. And the Coffee Trojans, 4-6 on the year, 1-3 in the region. At Camden tonight, Camden 9-1, 8-0 in the region. And Bill, if there's a sleeper team that can slip up on somebody, it's the Coffee Trojans tonight.
Yeah, I really think so too. Everybody is kind of giving Camden the automatic pass. We'll see you in the semifinals. That's pretty much what I've heard as I've looked through and talked to some people that seem to be in the know about, you know, how are they going to match up in their bracket and so forth. But a lot of people are going ahead and giving them that automatic pass all the way into the semifinals, and that I think some of the folks around the state are saying it's Camden and North Gwinnett in the state championship come December 11th here up at the Georgia Dome. And that's a pretty good matchup, but I think there's about 60-some-odd other teams got something else to say about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll run through this real quickly in just a minute. Brooks County 5-5, 3-3 in their region. They're at Swainsboro. Swainsboro 10-0, 8-0 in the region. Clinch County 10-0, 8-0 in the region. They're home against Greenville. Greenville 8-2 and 8-2. They play from the opening game as a region schedule for them. Cook County 10-0, 6-0 in the region. They're home tonight versus Laney 6-4, 5-3. And if you'd like to look at the Region 1 5A bracket, let's run through it real quickly.
All right, go ahead.
ML King, 7-3. They're hosting Harrison. And would you believe Harrison's the only one I didn't get their regular season record?
I don't have their record here. No, I don't have it.
Jenkins, of course, 7-1. And they're hosting Colquitt County at 5-5. And we're in the upper left-hand quadrant of the bracket. Etowah, 9-1. They're hosting Mill Creek, who is 5-5. South Gwinnett, 8-2, is hosting West Forsyth, which is 7-3. You drop down below into the bracket that Valdosta's in. McEachern, 9-1, is hosting East Cayeta, 4-3. Valdosta, 9-1, is hosting Windsor Forest, which is 6-4. And if the teams win that should win, that's going to be an interesting second-round matchup between McEachern and Valdosta. How many times can an Atlanta school say we have hosted a team from Region 1 5A twice in the same year?
Yeah, when you get done through it, we'll kind of go through and see what we think, you and I, about who was going to win these games.
You want to do it now?
Well, I think you started that upper left-hand quadrant. You went ML King is hosting Harrison. I think ML King takes that game pretty handily.
I don't disagree with you.
And then you had Jenkins. Colquitt County goes to Jenkins and beats them like there at the hog pen.
And I agree with you there.
Etowah and Mill Creek. I think Etowah takes that home and takes out Mill Creek.
No problem there.
And then South Gwinnett should take care of West Forsyth with no problem.
See, we agree also. We agree there.
So our upper quadrant's good. In that lower quadrant there on the left, McEachern and East Cayeta, McEachern, absolutely.
And I agree with you.
Valdosta, Windsor Forest, absolutely the Valdosta Wildcats.
Nah, that's a no-brainer right there.
Then we come down to North Gwinnett host Lassiter. I think North Gwinnett is as good as advertised.
Well, and North Gwinnett is the only team in the 5A playoffs that is undefeated right now at 10-0.
Wow. Then you got North Forsyth hosting Grayson, and I believe there is one of my upsets. That will be Grayson. I'm reading yours now. North Forsyth, I think takes that.
And I disagree with you. Right. I think Grayson will beat North Forsyth. I think Region 8 is a much tougher region than Region 6, and I think Grayson beats North Forsyth tonight.
Well, what that will put up there is then if that happens, you're looking at ML King versus Colquitt in the second round, Etowah versus South Gwinnett in the second round, McEachern and in Valdosta, which you mentioned, in the second round, and North Gwinnett, either North Forsyth or Grayson, whoever wins there. And that would be your second round matchups if those play out that way.
All righty, moving to the other side. Roswell, 6-4, they're hosting Parkview, 5-5. And who do you think, Bill?
I got Parkview in the upset. I really think that Region 8 still got some power in it. And Parkview, even at the number 4 spot, takes out Roswell.
And I agree with you there. Collins Hill, 7-3, hosting Woodstock, and they're 7-3. And we both agree on the winner there.
Yeah, I think Collins Hill. Woodstock without Mike O'Brien back in the playoffs, but maybe not as potent. I think Collins Hill takes that.
And something we haven't talked a lot about, and I wish I'd written his name down, Collins Hill's quarterback is Tyler, everybody remembers Tyler Brown from Colquitt.
Right.
He's Tyler Brown on steroids. He has set the Georgia high school record for most yards and touchdowns in a career.
Wow.
Of course, Lowndes and Groves, and folks, I'm going with the Vikings, and I'm going to tell you my gut feeling right here, Bill.
All right, go ahead.
All righty. Let's go back to last year. We played Northside, lost 10-7. The next week, beat Valdosta 51-15. We lose to McEachern 10-7. The next week, we beat Leon out of Tallahassee 53-7. 2 weeks ago, we lose to Chip Caddy 10-7.
Are you saying that Lowndes is going to come out with a chip on their shoulder?
I'm saying when it's over with tonight, it will not be pretty. In fact, the number 3 and number 4 seeds out of Region 3 are 0-20 in the playoffs.
Wow. Right? I agree with you as well. Lowndes should take that game.
South Cobb, 7-3. They're hosting Noonan at 6-4, and I believe we both have Noonan winning that game, so that would give us Parkview and Collins Hill in the second round, Lowndes and Noonan. We'll get Lowndes at home next Friday night hosting Noonan if our predictions follow through.
Absolutely.
Dropping down to the lower quadrant, Brookwood 9-1 hosting Alpharetta. Brookwood Broncos, they advance to the second round.
Easily.
Walton, the number 2 seed, 7-3 hosting Norcross, the number 3 seed, 8-2. That was iffy. But I'm going to give it to Walton with their playoff experience.
Yeah, but I'm going with Norcross. I think that's a little better team. Even on the road, they take it to Walton.
And Camden County, 9-1, hosting Coffee County, 4-6. Now, I'm going to go with Jeff Aaron's Blue Cats, and not because of anything against Coffee, but just because Camden's so strong. But it would not surprise me to hear a score that Coffee has beaten Camden over there tonight.
Well, I think I would be willing to give Coffee the edge from a standpoint of I think the score might be they would be ahead at some point during the game, but the depth of Camden County I think comes out victorious at the end.
And then Stevenson 9-1 hosting Hillgrove 8-2, and I just think the Jaguars are too athletic for them in the first round.
I think so too, and I know what we'll talk about is those matchups in the second round. I think a Camden-Stevenson matchup, man, that would be right up there with your game of the week.
All righty, and looking over in Class 4A, just briefly a couple of games over there. Northside Warner Robins hosting Whitewater, while Ware County will travel up to North Clayton in a playoff game there tonight. Do you want to finish looking at this real quick? And then Double A. Let's look at Double A because he's got some interesting games here.
Yeah.
Jefferson County 8-1-1 hosting Thomasville 7-3. I think Thomasville wins that one. Fitzgerald 8-2 at Dublin 8-2. And remember when Dublin had a big streak going a couple of years ago, but I'm gonna give it to Fitzgerald. Cook County 10-0 hosting Laney 6-4, and Laney's in for a bad stinging tonight. Swainsboro 10-0 hosting Brooks County, 5-0. And I just don't think Maurice Freeman's Trojans are strong enough to handle Swainsboro. And you get into single-A Clinch County, 10-0, hosting Greenville, 8-2. Jim Dickerson's Panthers should advance there with no problem. Marion County, 9-1, hosting Turner County, 5-5. I look at Marion County to advance there. Hawkinsville and Charlton County. Hawkinsville hosting Charlton. Hawkinsville, 8-2. Charlton, 8-2. I think Charlton, Richard McCorder's Indians just rolled through Hawkinsville. And Wilcox, 9-1, last year's single-A state champions. They're hosting Dooley County, 8-2, and I think they advance to the second round. And with that, we'll go ahead and take a three-minute break. You are listening to the
Southeastern
Federal Credit Union pregame show here on the Lounge High Football Radio Network. We'll be right back after this three-minute break.
Welcome back to Martin Stadium. It's Bill Osborne along with Wes James, and down on the field is Marty Rogers. Marty, what you got for us down there?
Hey, Bill, I'm down here with Coach Mack and watching the warm-ups here. Coach Mack, congratulations. Region 1, number 1 seed, and it's playoff tonight.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. You know, we had a good 2 weeks of practice, and we feel like we're ready to go.
Coach, you just mentioned you had 2 weeks. Obviously, we were off last week. Talk to us a little bit about the week, and what did you utilize that week for?
Well, we had, we got to get better, so we went back to work, and, we were pretty much wide open for 2 weeks.
Well, Coach, obviously tonight we've got Groves out of Savannah, the number 4 seed from Region 3. What have you seen about them on film, and how do they look?
They got a lot of speed, a lot of athletes, good quarterback, good wideout, real fast on defense.
Coach, obviously, we there at the end of the season, kind of on a sour note, but we had some injuries and all there at the end of the year. How healthy are we, and what's our team looking like tonight?
I tell you, the trainer said that we were as close to 100% as we've been since South Gwinnett, so we're ready to roll.
Coach, that's great. Obviously, it's a little cold tonight. The fans are showing up early. Is the team ready to play?
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Marty. How's the, Marty, while I got you on down there, how's the team's attitude? I mean, we talked about how flat they seem to come out against Tiff County. You noticed anything different tonight?
Bill, I do notice a lot of difference. We talked about that several games this year where some nights we look really focused and we come out flat. There's been a few nights where we were so excited that I think we were a little too jacked up. I really do see a good balance tonight. These kids are very excited. As Coach Mack just mentioned, they've had 2 weeks off, and they're ready to play a different team tonight. They're ready to hit somebody new, and they're excited, but yet they remember what happened 2 weeks ago. They know that they have to be focused and play that away tonight.
All right. Appreciate it, Marty.
I was also going to mention I did have a chance to talk with some of the coaches, and as Coach Mack said, We are as close to healthy as we've been all night. Everybody is expected to play. Nobody is out, and everybody is supposed to be about 100%. So we should be back to our normal team. So it'd be interesting to see how we can play.
Marty, I think if you turn around, he's walking out to midfield. Is that Coach Hunter out there in front of us?
No, sir. That's not. He's down on the other end. I'll get down there and see him in just a minute. I told him it'd be a little after 7:30, and he said that'd be great.
All righty. Let's take a look at region standings and how their regions ended up. Valdosta, 9-1 overall, 3-1 in the region. Our Vikings, 8-2, 3-1. Of course, we held the tiebreaker, so we are the region champs. Cocklin County at 5-5. They finished the region at 2-2. Tiff County, 5-5, 1-3. Coffey at 4-6, and they're 1-3, but they held the tiebreaker over Tiff County. State rankings go like this. The coaches' poll has Camden County number 1, North Gwinnett number 2, McEachern number 3, Valdosta moved up to number 4, Brookwood at number 5, Etowah number 6, Stevenson 7. We dropped to 8 in the coaches' poll. South Gwinnett number 9 and Collins Hill number 10. And when you go and look at the AJC poll, it was Camden number 1, North Gwinnett number 2, Brookwood 3, McEachern 4, Valdosta 5. We only dropped to 6 in the AJC pool. South Gwinnett number 7, ML King 8, Stevenson 9, and Etowah 10. Northside Warner Robins at 10-0 remains number 1 in 4A. Cairo at 10-0 remains number 3 in 3A. And in Class AA, Cook at 10-0, number 4, Fitzgerald at number 8, Thomasville at number 9, and in Class A it is Clinch in the number 1 spot, Wilcox number 4, and Charlton County number 10. And that's how the state rankings are for teams in our region and around our area. And I look, Marty, you ready to go down the sidelines?
Yeah, I'm down here with Coach Hunter, and Coach Hunter, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with us tonight. Coach, first of all, congratulations. 5A state playoffs, and here we are.
Well, I appreciate it. This is a tremendous honor just to be down here, and to take on a team like Lowndes is again, a privilege.
Well, Coach, I know this is your second year. Your team finished 6-4 and made the playoffs. Looking at your team, you're led by number 4, your quarterback, Chris Cutter, and I've watched him warm up, and he's a very impressive athlete. Talk to us a little bit about that young man, and who are some other players you're counting on tonight?
Chris is a tremendous talent. I mean, he's got all the tools that you look for in somebody that's going to lead your offense. We're looking for a number of guys to lead us. Number 3, JJ, he's been out sick all week, so we're wondering about how he's going to be effective. And number 8, he's been carrying the load for us for the last several games. And number 1 is a big player on defense. He's a little guy, but a big player. We kind of depend on his leadership and what he can do for us.
Well, Coach, I know that you ended the season, I believe it was on a 4-game winning streak, won some big games there to get into the playoffs. So your team's on a little bit of a roll. Talk to us about how the team is prepared here at the end of the season and how that 4-game winning streak has helped your team.
Well, it's giving you, whenever you win, it gives you confidence. And I think our guys are focused. They know the challenge at hand. And, you know, my biggest fear, and I told them this yesterday, that my biggest fear is for us to come out flat or not with the belief that we can do it, and later in the game think that, you know, hey, we can play with these guys. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the game is going to hold for us, but we're going to try to start out with playing our best and doing the things that we can do. We haven't changed a whole lot. We're just doing what we can do.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you talking with us, but I do have one more question for you that – a little birdie told me, actually, that after your win last week, you had a deal with your team. Talk to us a little bit about that and what that deal was.
Well, I came through. they saw a picture of me from back in 2001 or 2002 where we had told the guys that if we went to the playoffs, we'd shave our heads. And they said this summer, you know, if that happens. And I thought I was safe because we went 1-9 last year. But it came off, and they had a good time doing it.
Guys, I can attest that he does have a hat on because his head is shaved. And so I know it's going to be a little cold tonight. But, Coach, congratulations on a good season. Thank you for talking with us, and appreciate it very much.
Thank you, man.
Guys, there's Coach Hunter in the second year here at Groves, and he's got his team in the playoffs and playing well.
All righty, Marty, appreciate that. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show on the Lowndes High Football Radio Network, and we'll be right back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle, our spotter here between Bill and I, and I want to say congratulations to David Dean's Valdosta State Blazers. Tough loss last night against West Alabama, 24-21, over in Livingston, Alabama. However, that still does not negate the fact that they are Gulf South Conference champions, and they are in the Division II playoffs. And we'll find out Sunday, Bill, at 3 o'clock on ESPN. I think it's ESPN. I forget which ESPN
it'll be.
Is.
I think it's either on ESPN News or ESPNU. I can't remember which.
But at 3 o'clock, they will announce the brackets and who's playing who, what, when, and where. And hopefully, because of strength of schedule, they couldn't hopefully will hold on to that number 2 ranking right now and not play till after Thanksgiving. But we'll find out on Saturday. It was a long trip over. Dick Rocky and I left yesterday morning about 9:30, 9:45, and I went over, did the game, and got in the car and came back and got back at 6 o'clock this morning. So
did you sleep on the way home?
as much as you can sleep in a vehicle riding.
Okay.
After a heartbreaking loss like it was, and I won't complain too much about the officiating, but I'll tell you this: if you watch the ball game, Stevie Harden, the old Lowndes High product, was mugged twice.
Yeah.
And early in the game, he was interfered with when he had a good chance to make a catch for a touchdown, and then late in the game, he was also mugged again. And at the end of the ball game on a Hail Mary, but neither here nor there. When you miss two extra points, you get a field goal blocked, or you get two field goals blocked and you get not a field goal, but you get two extra points and a field goal blocked. As David Dean says, you leave 5 points on the field. You can't blame it on officiating. But, however, they will regroup and come back and get ready to play some football.
Yeah, I know. And one of the other things, too, I mean, you get inside the 10-yard line and not being able to punch it in the end zone. You talk about leaving 5 or 6 points. You may have even left more than that. So.
And, of course, David Arnold had a touchdown call
right.
back, and that holding call was about 10, 15 yards behind the play when it was called. But anyway, our Vikings down on the field going through warm-ups, maroon jerseys, maroon pants, white letters and those silver helmets.
Crimson.
Crimson. Not when I say maroon, they're crimson down on the field. So going through their warm-ups, we're about 20 minutes away from kicking this thing off. And, Bill, is it too early to start looking at matchups?
No, I think it's really about time. I'm watching the offensive line and the offensive set as they're going on out there. And we're going to have to kind of go by, just wing it a little bit as far as what the offensive line is going to look like tonight, because there are, if you've read the Valdosta Daily Times, you know that there are possibly going to be some major changes on that offensive line. Right now, as I see him come out, at center, number 76, Anthony Chandler. At his guard will be number 61, T-Rock. At the other guard is number 52, and that, of course, is Caleb Clark. At the tackle, I'm seeing number 93, which is Justin Wilson. And I'm seeing also number 30, James Mathis, and number 80 at the tight end position. That looks like what that offensive line is going to look like tonight, Wes. Defensively, not a lot of changes from the other side. A.J. Flukas, of course, at the nose. You'll have James Mathis, Justin Wilson, at the tackle spots. Defensive ends will be number 46, Matt Frazier, and number 41, Tim St. Fort. In the safety positions will be number 26, Geraldo Orta, number 2, Tyquan Lang, and the corners will be number 31, Popeye Stanley, and number 7, Kenneth Durden. Your linebackers, number 32, will be Chris Scurry, and I'm leaving somebody out. Who did I leave? Number 25, Josh Clemens. That's your defensive starting lineup for tonight, and what your Lowndes High Vikings are going to look like. How about you got some
Bill?
Information on Groves? Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, guys, I was just going to mention, as I watched warm-ups, I've noticed a couple things. One, we were wondering about the safety position, and Bill just mentioned it's Tyquan Lang and Geraldo Orta at the safety. I've noticed Tyler Hunter lining up at running back and wing back a good bit here in the warm-up.
Yep. And I see Troy Braswell at one of the wing backs now warming up. And, boy, that ankle really, really looks good. I know he mentioned he thought he was about 90%, maybe a little bit better.
Yeah, I just talked with him and asked him, and I said, are you 100? And he said, he kind of smiled a little bit, and he said, with the adrenaline, he's about 110.
Okay.
So I think he's ready to go.
Well, we'll take 110 out of Troy Braswell. Cole Parker looks pretty good. Kind of a lot of rumors flying around this week that Cole may have been hurt, but he looks 110% himself. Good long ball right there, just a little bit long of the receivers going out. Offensively, for Groves High School, go ahead.
Well, Bill, offensively, you look at him, and your quarterback, Chris Cutter, number 4, he's a senior, 6'2", 190-pounder, and he makes this team work. He's the cog that makes everything work. But what concerns me about tonight's ballgame is not so much their offense, Bill, is their defense. Now, one of two things is going to happen tonight, Bill. When you look at them, they run a 5-3 defense with 3 defensive backs. They're going to put 8 men in the box. And if Cole comes out slinging that ball and we start hitting some passes, we're going to hurt Groves early. But when you look at them, when you look at our offensive line compared to their defensive line, how about this? Defensive end. 6'185". Nose guard, 5'9", 209. The other defensive tackle, 6'1", 220. Other defensive tackle, 6 foot 222. Defensive end, 6 foot 175. They are extremely small up front. Now, are they small and quick like Ware County? Or are they small and easily pushed around? You look at their linebackers, Sam Lowe, 5'10", 165 pounds. Rico Maddox, 5'11", 180 pounds. Paul Glover, 6'2", 185. Are these guys strong enough and big enough to be able to handle our offensive line, our guards, when they pull out the block of those tackles on those trap blocks and those lead blocks around the end? I don't think so. I don't think they're big enough or strong enough to handle what we have. We've got an update out of Camden County. It is Camden 7, Coffee nothing in the first. So already they've got a score. I think there was a 7:30 start over there. Of course, with that with a 5-3 and only three defensive backs, we could see a lot of passing tonight from our Lowndes High Vikings. And they're waiting on, as Bill can't talk to Bill because he's got his headphones off. Don't know what he's talking about over there. Bill ain't heard a thing we've said, so.
I've been dealing with a number change so that when you look at your roster, our guard, number normally 92, Ed Moore, 77 tonight.
All righty.
So change that in your programs. Bill, number 77 will be Ed Moore.
And, Bill, we talked about how small they were offensively, where they were small and fast or just small. And personally, I think when you look at Camden, that we'll find out when they line up on the field. And see how these Rebels are. But when you look at the way Camden has run, of course that's, you know, not a fair thing to say. But as big as our offensive line are, and as small as they are defensively, they've got to be fast, or it could be a long night for the Rebels.
Well, it's always given us a little bit of a hard time, that little quick, fast, small defensive line. So we'll have to see how our revamped offensive line does with this. I wanted to just kind of give a plug to one of my friends who owns Jan's Hallmark in the mall. The Friday, the 19th, that's next Friday, before Lowndes plays, from 4 to 6, there's a book signing of the book, The Elf on the Shelf. It's a Christmas tradition that if you've got kids, your grandkids, I bet you they've heard of The Elf on the Shelf. The author will be there at Jan's Hallmark in the mall Friday, November 19th, from 4 to 6. And she'll be there to sign your books. And so start a new Christmas tradition, The Elf on the Shelf.
All righty. And there come our Lowndes High Vikings. And, Bill, I don't believe I've seen these uniforms this year.
I don't believe I have either. The new Georgia Bridgeman red and black coats is what they look like here.
Yes,
Wes,
sir.
I say let's take a couple minutes. And when we come back, it'll be just about time. Well, it is just about time now for the national anthem. We're going to take a 3-minute break. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle, our spotter tonight. We are less than 10 minutes away from kicking off this first round playoff game against our Lowndes High Vikings and the Grove Rebels from Savannah. We'd like to welcome in all the Grove Rebel listeners who could not make the trip over listening via the Internet, and glad you could join us tonight as we talk to your athletic director on Wednesday. Please remember, even though we're not homers, Bill and I are not homers, we are still the Lowndes High broadcast crew.
That's right. I also want to remind our listeners, we took a week off last week. Of course, the Vikings didn't play, and we didn't have a coach's show at Loco's Grill and Pub. But that will resume again this Tuesday night at 6:45, live from Loco's Grill and Pub. Wes James will be there along with Coach McPherson as they go over all the highlights from tonight's game, as well as get you ready for the next game. Provided, of course, we win this ball game, they'll get you ready for the next round of the playoffs that will be here at Lowndes High School on the following Friday night. That's the That's the Lowndes High Coaches Show at Loco's Grill and Pub, 6:45 on Tuesday night.
Bill, it does not look like there's an upset brewing over in Camden County as the Wildcats has jumped out on the Trojans 14 to nothing in the first quarter.
Wow.
All righty, folks. We are waiting for the captains to come out on the field. Our Lowndes High Vikings down on the field.
They have spelled out Vikings across the field. They have gone from goal line to just about goal line.
465 members strong, our marching band is, and in their new, looks like new uniforms, but maybe just their windsuits, Bill.
Yeah, it does look like a windsuit, something we haven't seen before, but a very nice crimson red against a black background, and that is, again, another thing that has happened over the last couple of years. With Russell Athletics, they have come up with a specific color dye number, and everything from baseball to basketball to football to the band to soccer, if I left anybody out, track and field, they all use the same color dye of crimson now so that you don't get those color changes all over the place that, you know, look anywhere from cardinal to red. So,
and I've got it written down at the office because you can go look it up on the Internet, and it is crimson whatever color it is. And still waiting for our captains to come out on the field. Don't see there. They have just stepped out of the door, out of the field house. The officiating crew tonight, folks, is from the Atlanta area. And officials are making Tyler Hunter. Looks like Tyler Hunter is one of our captains. Ed Moore, no, that's number 40. That's not Ed Moore. That's number 41. That is Tim St. Fort, along with A.J. Flukas. And trying to see, heading up the end is number 27,
Paul Johnson. You ain't got those things memorized yet?
Bill, when you do Lions High and VSU, it's kind of hard to memorize everything. East Caeta leads McEachern 7-0 already.
Wow.
Taylor's going to keep us in scores tonight.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the – now we're starting to see the captains from across the way. Wes, they've got a yellow number against a white jersey. Boy, that is going to be so hard to see tonight. And you have trouble with numbers as it is. So.
You're right about that, because I will invert a number and call out a wrong jersey number in a heartbeat.
Well, this is not even calling out the wrong one. We just can't even see them.
And Taylor didn't bring his binoculars. Oh, the spotter didn't bring his binoculars, Bill.
Hey, don't be picking on the man. Marty can probably see better. He's down there on the field. Marty, do you see those numbers?
Guys, I don't. I have to be honest with you. Y'all got a tough job tonight. It appears like maybe number one, Sam Lowe. Number four, the quarterback, Chris Cutter.
All right, that makes sense.
After that, your guess is as good as mine.
Well, the one in front, is that number one or is that 24?
That's number one there in front, and that is Sam Lowe, one of their linebackers, running backs. I was told we would call his number a lot tonight.
All right.
Number four is in the second. I believe that's number four, and that's their quarterback.
Yep, Cutter.
And I talked with Coach Hill before the game, and, of course, watched film of him this week. He said he can throw it 60, 70 yards, and he can move around. He's an athlete, and our secondary is going to have to stay with their receivers through the entire play because he will move around and chunk it.
Well, you're going to go out on the field, get the coin toss for us after they make their basic introduction. So if you can catch those last two numbers for us, boy, I'm telling you, even from this vantage point across the field, that is tough to see. 76?
17 and 76, Bill.
17 and 76 are your other two captains.
That would be Deshaunie Travis is number 17, and 76 would be Javon Kennedy.
Yeah, now once they're in the middle of the field, it's a little easier to see those numbers once the lights hit them. But, boy,
Bill,
we will have some difficulty.
It's still difficult. This is actually 78, not
78. 76. Okay, I'm sorry.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here come the Mikey Vikings.
I want to nice sportsmanship.
Sportsmanship at all times. If we have a penalty, anything, come up, listen to me. I'll explain it to you. If you don't understand the first time I explain it, we'll go with your first short. Okay, who's going to make the call? What's your call?
Tails is the call. Now, if I drop it, I will re-flip it. Tails is the call. It is ahead. So, Red, you have one.
We want the ball.
You want the ball. Okay, which way you want to kick it?
We want to kick it.
Okay, face the way you want to kick it. Put your back to this goal right here.
Guys, we won the toss, and we've elected to take the ball. So we will receive the opening kickoff.
And we will receive it. This is a north-south stadium. We will receive it on the south end. You are listening. We'll go ahead and take our final break. You have been listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on the Lions Football High School Football Radio Network. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. After this 60-second break, you've been listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.